Here is Davis again. Davis infield finds Foster. Foster can't lose the ball there. Foster does lose the ball. And now Penrith with possession. Good defence there from Greenall, but still the Cumbrians come forward with Robinson. Robinson tries to find a through ball there, and Gene plays it back to Jackson. And a bit of a warning there for FC United not to be too lackadaisical in defence. It's Chambers to Fields. Fields loses out though there. Good bit of keep ball this from the Cumbrians. Over the top, she's onside, shot comes in, and like the first game, Penrith take the lead, Paul.
Well, we've got 9 minutes on the clock and history is repeating itself. They take the lead again.
And the ball comes straight back there, and Robinson was miles onside, and it was a great finish. And on 9 minutes, Penrith take the lead, 1-0. And a lot to ponder for Luke Podmore as we've got 7 minutes left of this first half. Of course, a goal at any point will change the whole dynamic of this game, but at the moment, it's going to take something a bit messy or a bit inspirational to break Penrith down. And here's McCarrick. Through the middle she goes. Is that bit of magic coming here? Here's Fields. No, she's dispossessed. O'Gara, though, wins the ball back. Greenall to Foster. Foster now tries to bind the ball to Fields. That's good stuff there from Foster, but Fields can't control it and it's cleared. Only as far as Foster though. Foster winning the ball back for FC. Down the right hand side it goes there. And I think Lukes is now back on the pitch actually. And now infield the ball goes from Fields to find Battle. Battle could turn. It's a one man show from Battle! There's that equaliser! And I said it was going to have to be a bit of inspirational magic for FC United to get back into this game. And it came there a bit predictably really from FC United's number 9. FC United's Jess Battle getting the equaliser, Paul, with 6 minutes left to play of this first half.
Well, they'll be mighty relieved to get an equaliser in this first half because it's really been tough going.